Blackstone Audio presents Victoria, A Life by A. N. Wilson. This book is read by Clive Chafer. For Gillan Aitken. Part 1. 1. Authors. One gusty April day in 1838, Thomas Carlyle was walking in Green Park, near Buckingham Palace in London. 42 years old, the Scotsman had been living in the English capital for a little over 3 years, and he had lately soared to literary fame. His study of the French Revolution had been published in the previous year, the year in which Victoria was crowned the Queen of England, and the popularity of the two events were not disconnected. Carlyle had made what his first biographer Froude called a vast phantasmagoria culminating in the French people getting rid of their monarchy. The English were not minded in any very organized sense to do the same, but Victoria became queen in hungry times. The monarchy had not been popular in the first decades of the 19th century. J. A. Froude noted that the hungry and injured millions will rise up and bring to justice their guilty rulers, themselves little better than those whom they throw down. Britain in those days was very far from being a democracy. It was governed by an oligarchy of aristocratic landowning families. Its stability as a state depended upon the functioning of the law, the workings of two houses of parliament, the efficiency of the army and navy, the balance of trade. Parliament was representative, not democratic. That is, the members of the Commons were not elected by the people, but by a small number of men of property.